This is not a test. This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual purge.
Because I just went gay all of a sudden.
Weapons of class 4 and lower have been authorized for use during the purge.
We use words like honor, code, loyalty.
Government officials of ranking 10 have been granted immunity from the purge and shall not be harmed.
There is no racial bigotry here. Here you are all equally worthless.
Commencing at the siren, any and all crime, including murder, will be legal for 12 continuous hours.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
Police, fire, and emergency medical services will be unavailable until tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. when the purge concludes.
General, would you care to step outside?
Blessed be our new founding fathers and America, a nation reborn. May God be with you all.
Liberty or death, what we so proudly
hailed. The tattoo artist actually won. He won a couple, I think it was about $100,000.
I thought it was in the millions.
I mean, it could have been, just because of the how everything was pumped, you know, overcome in Hollywood. But
I can't believe that you had to sign a waiver.
I had to sign a waiver.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, Marco had to sign a waiver.
Matt didn't have to do shit.
I didn't have to do shit. I didn't say, yeah, this is the guy that did all my tattoos, so you can put me in front of that camera.
And I was like, well, technically, I've redone enough of your tattoos that are going to be on camera to
right.
justify me. I mean, there isn't really a spot where you haven't put your stamp on.
If he's wearing a shirt, then pretty much I've
yeah.
it has been blessed by these hands.
And that having been said, welcome to the Locker Room Podcast. I'm Matthew.
I'm Tom.
And I'm the beaner in the corner doing all the work today.
Because yes. We're all three together. It's Los Hermanos Pendejos. Oh, God.
By the way, that's pretty good because we didn't even practice
that. I just put up the call and you guys answered. It was amazing.
Yeah. It was, this is the first time I've been in the Valley in quite a while.
Yeah.
Because I really have no reason to come back.
Let's
over
be fair,
the
no one has some reason no, yeah, to come
ever
to
since
the
I moved
San
out
Fernando
of the Valley.
I would like to say how dare you, but like, I don't live here anymore. So I can say I have not been in the San Fernando Valley for months.
But it's so funny because like we're all, you know, born and raised in the Valley.
Right.
And now I find myself as one of those people going, I got to go to the Valley.
Right. If the Valley had ever broken off to become its own city and it had actually been managed properly instead of being, you know, tied to the city of Los Angeles, the San Fernando Valley would be
like
amazing.
They wanted to.
It would have been, yeah, right. Like they've wanted to. It would be like a Santa Clarita. They would have brought it, you know. But it people don't understand. And also, here's one. I moved away, right? I moved away from Los Angeles when I became a cop, and I was about 3 hours north of here, and I was on the coast, and just inland was like Bakersfield and Visalia, and that's all like fields and farmlands and stuff. And so they would say, they said, well, I'm from the Valley. You know, you go over to the Valley. And I'm like, what do you mean over to the Valley? And they're like, yeah, you know, Bakersfield, Visalia. And I'm like, that's not the Valley.
Yeah.
Oh, like, yeah.
They're like, yes, it is. I'm like, that is not the Valley.
The Valley.
And that's they're like, yeah, valley. It's the San Joaquin Valley. I'm all, it is a valley.
Yeah.
But it is not the Valley.
The Valley.
If you think of Valley Girl, if you think of Valley of the Dolls, any of those kinds of like blonde bimbo airhead Valley Girl yes. things, that's the San Fernando Valley. So famous, they mentioned it in Ghostbusters 2.
Living in the beautiful San Fernando
Valley. Tom Petty sang about it in a song. He sang about
song.
Ventura Boulevard.
Yeah, the whole
I
song.
I mean, the whole song. So that's where we are, but it is sadly succumbed to the cancer that is Los Angeles.
Yes. Yes.
It is not the
that's why I was late this
it was
morning.
Super, so much potential.
Yeah. I was supposed to be here at 8:30, and I'm one of those guys that, unfortunately, I stick my hand up in the air and shit sometimes sticks to it, especially when it comes to homeless people. For some reason, I am just the angry homeless magnet.
Yeah, he's not lying.
So there was a 7-Eleven altercation. Didn't have to get handsy, but that cost me a little bit of time to get here.
I'm just picturing like the cat lady from The Simpsons. That's like,
no,
really?
This guy,
it's too early for this.
Guy, yeah, it was like 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, if I leave by, I had to leave at 7:30. It was 7:30. It was right around the 7:30 mark.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I got 5 minutes. I can run to 7-Eleven real quick, pick up a bang, a little protein cookie, and get on my way. No. there is a homeless man that demanded money from me, and I said that's not how he asked for things.
Yeah, that doesn't go over well. We covered that on the last episode about how Gen X loves to be told what to do.
Yeah, like, no. And,
Wait, no. Well, I mean, don't just drop it like that. What was his actual verbiage?
He said, "Hey, give me some change." Oh, and I said, "That's not how we ask for things, man." And he's like, "All right, can you spare some change?" I said, "No, I don't have any cash on me." I said, "But if you're hungry, I'll buy you something."
Right.
You know, no, I just need some money. I'm like, "All right, whatever then." And I came back out, and he same thing. Give me some money. And I said, "That's borderline attempted robbery in my eyes." Like, no. I said, "Go fuck yourself." And I started to walk away, and he picks up the trash can lid, the plastic lid to the top of the fucking trash can, holds it up over his head. He goes, "God damn it." I turn around. I said, "You throw that at me, dude, I will end you right here, right fucking now." And he just looked at me. He just looked at me and he put it back down. And I'm like, fuck.
But did he grumble though? Did he go,
there was some incoherent grumbling. You know, I don't care if you're mentally ill and homeless. Just be the happy one. Don't be the angry one.
So I'll share a little war story. The outside of war stories, because it's a cop story, but it's not really a cop story.
Okay.
So my old man, everybody knows, worked for LAPD, and he had this partner, and I will skip her last name, but her first name was Tanya. And she filled out a uniform. She ended up leaving the LAPD to go be a Marine Corps pilot. That's how awesome this gal was.
Oh, wow. Right?
So Tanya and my dad were out walking in uniform, downtown LA, right?
And this is probably in the 80s?
This is probably late 90s. Early 90s.
Early 90s.
Okay, so early 90s, my dad's walking in downtown LA in full uniform, because they had just finished up with something official, and he's got his, his second Tanya there. She's in full uniform, and they walk out of a 7-Eleven, and a homeless guy walks up to Tanya in full uniform and goes, "Hey, give me some change." And she looks at him like a snake grew out of the side of his head. She was like, "Fuck, you just say to me?" So she reaches into her pocket, cool as a cucumber, reaches into her pocket, pulls out a handful of change, right? Opens it up so he can see it, looks him dead in the eyes, and throws the change on top of the roof of the 7-Eleven and said, "Work for it." I did.
I've literally done that same thing. Yes.
Damn, like a boss.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was a throwback. Like a boss.
Like a boss. Ooh. Well, it's only a couple years old. So we decided that since we were all together... and I had to get some tattoo work done by the lovely and talented Marco before I pull up stakes and take the Conestoga wagon and the youngins out of state. So we decided, screw it, let's get Matt over there too, and we'll just do a podcast from there.
Yeah,
that's what we're doing. And since we didn't
we breaking the Rona laws here?
No, we're private party. We're bubbling.
And there's only three of us, and there's three households. And that's
I don't know about that, but our tattoo shops, they're open, right?
Yeah, we're open.
Everything else is open.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, they're open.
So,
and again, this is we're doing private time,
private party,
yeah,
private
before, party, yeah, before hours.
Secret time.
So, I thought we don't have a topic really, but it would be nice to kind of get together and do the podcast, but also to review some of the listener feedback we've been getting and some of the questions and stuff like that we've had.
I just laid the stencil and God, I fucking hate you so much right now.
Yeah, it's end up being a cover up. So, I said, "Thank you." And he said, "I hate you so much." And the hate has not stopped.
Nope.
So
probably won't stop for about 3 hours. Maybe four.
Oh, fun.
Maybe four.
Yeah. So my announcement that I was moving, people sent us memes.
Oh yeah. Wait, I'm pulling up the messages here because you guys have your hands full. So this is all on me today, engineer extraordinaire. Yes. So, yeah, I like the trailer.
Yeah, there was a U-Haul towing a trailer.
U-Haul pulling a trailer and says buy Cali. You know,
right?
four more taxpayers not funding your bad ideas.
Right. So hey, you know what we could do? We could solicit. We could post that picture and solicit listeners to tell me what I should put on the back of my moving truck when I move out of California.
I think you should do the really cute thing and put like Buzz, get a Buzz and a Woody doll and hang him off the back, holding, you know, like Woody holding onto Buzz.
So, that'd be awesome. Yeah.
But signage wise.
But as far as what I'm going to write on
my bitches.
just big old do sign, like a big old two fingers being held up. I'll draw you a giant, you know, wee paste of two fingers being held right. up. Bye, California.
So I think we'll put up a post of that picture, and maybe we can do it, a post of a picture of us doing the tattoo, and underneath the picture of us in the tattoo shop, people can post their suggestions with, you know, what I should put on the back of the moving truck when I leave.
Yeah, it's got to be something about Newsom eating a bag of dicks has to be incorporated in there somewhere, I think.
Right. Well, you know, in all the other states, they call Gavin Newsom they're nominating him for the number one realtor award.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. So I'm trying to figure out how to go live on our Instagram while we're doing this, and I'll figure that out one of these days. But
yeah,
yeah.
Oh, you hit the plus button on the top.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then at the bottom, hey, let me see.
Oh, I see. It says go live.
Yeah, go live.
Look at that. Yeah. So this is a cover up piece that Marco's doing for me, but I thought we would go over some of the feedback we've been getting. And some of the emails and some of the messages.
Here's some feedback. And you suck!
We'll share a couple of drunk stories. I don't know what else that we can do, except we can discuss another topic that we've been emailed about since we're doing kind of listener feedback, which was apparently, and I apologize for not knowing you exist, but again, I still live behind enemy lines. Apparently, there is a whole section of millennials that hate the other millennials.
Oh, yeah. I was talking to one at work because there's the older...
We need you to write in to us. We'd like to have you as a guest on the show.
Right.
So we can break this down.
If we have one at work, then we might be able to get them.
That'd be fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic.
Because what year is that? It's
81 to 94. 94 or
yeah.
something like that.
Yeah, it was 81 to 95. No, 94. It was 94. Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway. But yeah, it was, there's a bunch of, and I would say it's 81 to 99 because I think 2000, maybe it was 81 to 99, but I would think 2000 or right around 9/11 would be that other generation.
Oh, you know what? I know one too. My daughter's daycare, mm-hmm. the woman that runs my daughter's daycare.
Right.
She's fucking awesome. And she's one of those. I hate my own generation.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's there's a whole section of them, and apparently they don't live in California, with very rare exception. But there are some nationwide that are like, no, no, no. I look at my own generation and go, what is your fucking problem?
Yeah. There was somebody wrote in that said there's a difference between even in the younger millennials or the city millennials versus the rural.
Like rural millennials.
You know, the ones that are out like actually doing hard work.
Right, exactly.
Like, yeah, you know. Those are just good people, regardless of the generation, yeah. typically.
So maybe we got to stop thinking of it as a generational problem and more as a bored urbanites who have to invent things to struggle against because
that's
life
the
is
whole,
too fucking easy.
That's the whole thing about the culture that we're in now. It's a competition as far as who's the most fucked up or who's the most oppressed
right.
or who's, you know, who has it the toughest instead of celebrating... going through a hard time and overcoming it and coming out on the other side a better person, we're celebrating who has it the toughest.
I want to see a Monty Python. I know Monty Python's not around anymore, but this is, to me, like the best idea for a Monty Python sketch would be to have a bunch of rich, like a bunch of fucking rich ass British royals sitting around in front of mud-covered medieval peasants and having nothing but the fucking rich people complaining in front of shit-covered peasants about who is more oppressed.
right.
That would be so fucking good.
Like a fucking princess being like, so yes, good. I am oppressed because my father won't let me marry the man I want to. And this shit-covered peasant literally cleaning out her bedpan as she's like listening to her like,
what did you say? I just want to eat today.
I just don't want to smell like the pigs.
Yes. Like that would be if Monty Python were still around. John Cleese, if you can get like the two remaining people, I think.
But
you just
do you
lost
think
one.
That would even fly with the cancel culture right now? Like, would Monty Python survive right now?
They would reinterpret it, and not. They would love it and say it wasn't about them. They would say it was like about corporate elites or something. Like they would think that it was about. It.
Yep.
Like the rich people,
right?
And they were looking at the rich people as the royals, and missed the entire point.
Yeah. One thing I've noticed about Monty Python is there's two people. It's a black and white issue. There's nobody that goes, oh, I like some of their stuff. Either you like it or you fucking hate it.
Yeah.
It's such a hard line.
Well, so British humor in general.
Yeah, it's very dry.
I grew up with it, so it's my jam.
Yeah.
I love Monty Python. Marco, I don't know how you ended up, because you and I ended up finding out, like, I was like, I watch Monty Python, and you were like, we were the only two 14-year-old kids that had already watched Monty Python.
It was because of my brother. Okay. It was because of my brother and then, like, some of his friends, like, back in the day, like, Pete, you know, if you remember
right,
Pete.
Right,
right. And those guys, and then Jaren had watched it with his dad, but Jaren didn't really know that much about it. Right. But it was basically a combination of them two or them three that introduced me to it. And then it was honestly solidified when we became friends, because you were, I've heard about it and seen a couple, you were right. actively watching it.
So, right.
And when I come over to your house, we're watching it. And I'm like, oh, this is a beautiful
thing. Yeah. Thomas is the guy saying the lines either right a second before they say it or as they're saying right. it.
And usually it's like a split second before, which is a little bit more annoying.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I mean, it's annoying all around. It's like, it's cute at first. Then you just want to go, we get it. You've seen it a few times.
You're like, my dude. Yeah. My dude.
Oh, no, I've been cured of that. Oh, you know how? By having a son.
Who's doing the same shit.
It's way worse than I ever did.
The universe.
Is that when you look at Jen and go,
I went, oh, fuck.
Do I sound like that? Like, the way I feel, is that how you feel when I do that?
Oh, here's the thing. I just instinctively realized that was exactly how it was.
It was at this moment that Thomas realized he'd been fucking
up. Morgan Freeman just narrated my brain right now. Oh, just then, Thomas realized
that's
how
kinda like when everybody
how, feel.
That's like when you first quit smoking cigarettes
and you go
and then you
smoker.
Go around somebody who's a smoker and you look at your friend and go, did I smell like that? Was that me?
yes
really did.
And they don't even hesitate at all. Yes,
and every ex-smoker has that
yes.
moment.
Oh,
and,
yeah,
and I know that for myself. I found a jacket, like one of my old Dickies jackets, and you guys know those Dickies jackets hold,
oh yeah,
like
they hold that, your essence,
that, poly- that polyester,
like, all Dickies jackets are haunted after yes. you wear it for a year.
Yeah. You like, oh god, it's literally, you open up the closet, it's like, it's coming out towards you. So yeah, I found an old Dickies jacket and I was like, oh my god, this smells like I was just smoking last night.
Right. It smells like a Motel 6.
You could die and be buried in your Dickies jacket and every part about you DNA wise will be gone and dusted. They'll still be able to pull your DNA off that fucking right. Dickies jacket.
Oh yeah, they can Jurassic Park your yes. ass.
They can clone you from your old from
Dickies. Dude, a psychic jacket. Can your Dickies jacket can tell a psychic who killed you. If
that, yes.
Yes.
Yes, this is true.
Oh, jeez. It's so funny. But I just think that this whole rural millennial thing is kind of an interesting idea, because I can't wait to meet them.
Yeah.
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 So, by the way, those of you that can hear the noise,
that is
the torture has started.
The torture has started. Do I have to hold this down when I go live?
I think
you just tap it. And it's like a record button. It just starts going live. Yeah.
Then I accidentally went live earlier.
And you've been holding it like weird up at the ceiling.
No, I was just gonna. So it's recording, right? You're like, we're live now.
Yeah, I guess.
No.
I don't think so.
Was it live before?
All right.
I don't know. Well, that's boring to listen to, so I'll have to deal with that later.
Edit that part out.
Anywho, so
we've been getting a lot of that kind of feedback about, like, millennials and how not all of them are like that.
I think you're right. I think the best way to address it is to get maybe, you know what? It'd be great if we can get a couple. Get, like, two of them, you know what I'm saying, on the show at the same time, if that's possible.
Are there two of them?
Well, I know one.
Wait.
So yeah, that's true. I know one. Okay. If you guys...
And if you know one from work, we might be able to get that going.
But there's a possibility.
There is.
So, yeah. Well, and then I think somebody sent us feedback about No Cure for Cancer as well.
Where did they send that to? Hold on. We're doing a little PSA right now, all right? I'm going to try to remain calm.
Ding, ding, ding.
I'm going to try to remain calm. I don't want to belittle anybody.
This,
but some of you dumb motherfuckers.
This is a message from your local Matthew. Yeah. Please stand by for your lesson of the day.
All right. If you're listening to this right now, you're listening to the Locker Room Podcast. If you want to talk to somebody from the Locker Room Podcast, we're going to need you to reach out to the Locker Room Podcast. It will get to Thomas, if you go through war stories, but sometimes he won't send it to us, or he'll forget about it, or we'll talk about it, and I can't even pull it up right now because I don't have access to that. So, if you have feedback for us, or want to talk shit, or give us a story, or what the hell ever, Locker Room Podcast. That's Locker Room Podcast. LockerRoomMailbag@gmail.com or the Locker Room Podcast on Instagram. I see that shit.
Although there are some people that own it. They go, oh, sorry, I sent this to the wrong one.
That's fine. And that's, yeah, that's great.
That's right.
But we're talking about some of you repeat offenders.
But that's not a blanketed, okay? Like, hey, I know I'm sending this to the wrong one, but I'm just going to continue to do this. It doesn't work that way.
Honestly, we like all the feedback. No, so if we can't remember where to send it, it's fine. It's just Matt likes to complain, as you heard.
And if that offended you, I'm not sorry, and please stop listening to our podcast, because you're not going to make it through another episode.
That's hold on, but give us 5 stars before you leave.
On the way out the door.
On the way out the door, hit that like button.
That's right.
Subscribe, but unfollow.
So I also wanted to talk about a topic that I find interesting.
Feelings.
No.
Nothing more than...
I just realized after our episode about Gen X and then the episode about getting offended, I'm done apologizing.
Yeah, I'm really done apologizing. I think you said that last episode too, right?
I'm offended by your not apologizing.
But I'm offended that you're offended by him not apologizing about people being offended. So now where do we stand?
Well, we stand at you being offended at the fact that I'm offended, that he's not offended at the fact that he's not apologizing anymore for being offended.
So then it comes down to who's more offended is right.
Well,
it's the oppression Olympics.
So, right, yeah. Okay, so let's go for this. My mangina is pretty dry, so I think
Which one of you has been oppressed the most?
Ooh, I think that's going to have to be.
Yeah. And is that, that's the question is, which one of you has been impressed the most? Well, historically or today?
Yeah.
We're talking about in general?
Right.
Oh, we're going back to Egypt.
Yeah, right. if we're going back ancestrally, right. Then...
So anyway, I'm done. I said that on the last episode. And I realized I really mean it. Like,
I mean it this time.
There's a point at which you have to say, okay, you guys have gotten so fucking ridiculous that I honestly don't care about your feelings anymore. Like, your feelings are stupid. There comes a point at which, you know, you didn't grow up with a grandfather who said, yeah, there are such a thing as stupid questions. Yeah, you know, nobody cares about your feelings. And so I'm just going to, like, if I hurt somebody personally, I'll apologize to them. But, right. Like, for opinions and whatnot, I was at work the other day, and somebody started dogging on religious people. And it was calling religious people, like, weirdos, just openly. Like, and I'm like, can you imagine if you took some other subgroup that was just, you know, one of the protected classes of today, whether it's, you know, a group of gay people or a group of trans people or a group of whatever people.
Religious right. people are weirdos. Not sorry.
But it didn't matter. He was just like...
Wait, I'm so sorry. So is that our new no homo? Say not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry. Not sorry. Not apologizing.
I still text you guys no homo. I'm like, hey, you up?
Oh, yeah. No homo. Hey, man, I've been thinking about you, man. Hope you're doing all right. No homo.
No homo. I don't care anymore. Like, if people are offended, people, you know, that was my whole thing last time is like, you have to apologize. Well, who do I have to apologize to? To the world. Well, I'm not going to apologize.
World's a large place.
What's that?
World is a large place.
Yeah.
So am I sending a message in the bottle to someone in like fucking Zimbabwe or something?
Yeah. It's, you know,
how do you reach those people out in the fucking savannah? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Right. With the drums. That was not click language. Before anybody, I'm not apologizing for this because it was not click language. That was me actually hitting on an empty log.
But even if it was, click language is a real thing.
Click language is a real thing, so I'm not sorry.
Right.
Not apologizing.
Yeah, we're not going to apologize. I'm done. I don't care enough to apologize anymore. If I say something and people are like, and part of it is now that I'm not going to be working in a, like, very, a very sensitive arena where people get their feelings hurt easily.
You mean Los Angeles?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't care anymore.
Right.
You know.
Hey, but do you care?
Do.
Okay, just checking because, you know, just one of you, that came across.
True.
So,
wait, how did you reach this? There was a turning point. Obviously, there's always a turning point.
Well, so that podcast, I just came out. It was like this like epiphany where I was like, I'm tired of apologizing. I'm done apologizing. I'm like, oh shit, no, I'm actually done apologizing.
Yeah,
like
no, that this is real.
Like that wasn't just something I said. Like I'm legitimately done. Like people are gonna get offended. Guess what? I don't care.
Yeah, that's not on you.
No, it's not.
Unless you make a blatant frickin'.
Well, yeah, if I'm being a dick.
Right, if
okay,
being
so,
a dick.
So I'll give you a perfect example. I just read today that, okay, let's go to the, you know the AT&T commercials?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh.
You know the AT&T commercials?
The best part is, I know, you're going to talk about that chick, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, it was all over the Twatterverse, and then I went and looked at her Instagram, and I'm like, wait.
Okay, so you're our... You're our ambassador to the Twatterverse because I don't Twatter. So if you know, go ahead and explain.
Okay, so she, I forget her name.
She's banging.
See?
So, yeah, there we go.
Vaintraub right, or something like there that.
There we go. Yeah.
So Lana, Lily.
Laura, Lily.
No, I think that's it's Lily.
I think that's her character name.
Character name.
Oh.
I think Lily's.
Okay, whatever.
Anywho.
Lily from AT&T.
So she actually is the director for all those commercials and ads and everything.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Oh, great
well,
job.
She is now.
Fantastic.
No, she,
no, she always,
she
has always
been.
Had been? I love this
I think she started out as just the actress, and then she gained enough popularity and power that she was like, I want to direct these commercials.
Right,
and they were like,
right.
Yeah, okay. Because they, I mean, it's like Flo from Progressive. That girl could write her own check. She could tell Progressive to change their logo to her face.
Right.
And they would have to.
They did. If you go on the Progressive website, they literally cut a little, logo of her comes up.
Yeah.
So she
is the Wendy's.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. She is Wendy. Yeah.
Good call.
So just to be clear, I don't know the whole backstory. I just know it picked up.
I know
where
she's hot.
Where she tweeted that. Actually, I should just pull it up. But basically, she
so
was
I know
saying,
the backstory.
Okay, so what's the backstory? Then I'll
apparently I'll pick she up. Did this latest commercial for AT&T where she's behind a counter.
Uh-huh.
Right? And the only thing you can see is like from her middle chest up and her shirt's very modest. And so she's behind the counter talking to somebody. And so a bunch of people went after her on social media like, why are you hiding your body behind a counter? Why are you hiding your body? Why is the commercial shot like that?
Because when you're in a professional work environment, your titties are usually not out. I'm just saying.
Well,
so from that spawned a tweet, and I had all the time in the world to pull it up, but here we go. She tweeted that, hold on, I just fucking had it. I just had it.
She said something about, you don't get to see my body until I feel safe again.
Right, right. She said, you know, I'm getting a lot of people commenting, you know, about my body, I place myself in those ads and
right.
I'm the one in charge and you don't get to see me until I feel safe again.
Now, here's where I agree and disagree.
I'm sorry, safe from what?
That's well, okay.
Till she feels safe.
And
from,
legitimate question. Yeah. Not being facetious. Yeah. Just,
so,
yeah, just legitimate
the
question.
Words that these guys are using on social media about her are pretty. Like, you wouldn't
here,
say
got,
this to
I
her face.
I got the tweet. Here's verbatim what she wrote. It's Milana Vaintraub. Been getting a lot of, quote, why are they placing her body like that in those ads, end quote. Well, I direct the ads. I place myself like that. And it's because of the thousands of unwelcome comments I receive about my body, you've lost the privilege of looking at it until I feel safe again.
Now, I 100% agree with her. All the way up until the very end. Until I feel safe.
Until, yeah.
That's where I disagree.
That's right along lines of, it's only sexual harassment if I feel you're not an attractive man that I would actually go out with.
Right.
Which.
Well, what was being said? Like, do we have, like.
There's comments about she
like,
has.
Well, she's people, so I mean, cause, hot. She's, like just.
Were people getting, like. Were people
why are you
over
hiding
top?
That ass?
Yeah, yeah. Well, were people like, oh, girl, you so fine. All that backyard and no dog. Yeah, I'm using them all.
Yeah, I did. I didn't see all that stuff. But yeah, if you go on her social media,
people get like uncomfortable.
If you go on her Instagram before that, she's posting pictures showcasing her body,
like bathing suit status.
Yeah, but here's the thing: it's the internet equivalent of walking down the street and getting catcalled at a construction site.
Right.
That's really all it is.
Right.
Right. I mean, so,
rude. Which you shouldn't do. Like, no, guys, right. Guys don't. That's fucking. That's never. First of all, if you're doing that, if you're working construction and you're whistling and you're hooting and hollering, that doesn't work. It has never worked. Has never,
well,
it
maybe never once. I would give it once. Because women are. It happens. There's all kinds of women.
Depending on where she's working, when she's walking around, and she asks me, goes, "Have you ever done that?" And I'm like, "No." I go, "Has it ever worked on you?" She goes, "Absolutely not." Like,
right.
Like, seriously? Like, you know, somebody will, like, make a kissy face at her from the car.
Right.
And she'll look at him and go, "What do you want me to do with that?"
Right.
"What am I supposed to do now?"
Right. Like,
you know?
Oh, like, going to be attractive like, to me? Like, all of a sudden, I'll just get in the car.
Oh, it's got me so wet. Here's my number.
Right.
Like, no, it doesn't happen
and
that way.
So, guys, number one, don't do it in person. And number two, if you wouldn't do it in person,
don't do it on the internet. Yeah.
I hate you so much.
But it looks unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. That's just what it is.
I'll post a picture of it when I'm done too, of course.
Yeah. So she wrote that.
So I agree with that. Now, the until I feel safe portion, why don't you feel safe? What don't you feel safe?
Well, that's the thing is, I don't know. I mean, has she been catcalling? Have people did it get over like that over creepiness of people like, "Oh, I want to find out
where people sitting outside your house?" Like, yes.
You know what
that's
like,
what I want to know,
where she hangs out, what city is she from? You know, that's a little, cuz people do go that far.
Yes.
People push way beyond
that's
comfort.
What I want to know. And that was my thing.
I know what you're saying. I hope that's what happened. No, I don't hope that on anybody, but
you'd rather think that that's what was happening if she was using those words.
Yeah. But yeah. And I hope she remains safe. I hope nothing happens to her.
Absolutely.
You know? Honestly. You know?
Yeah. But I think that feels safe is the new buzzword for like offended.
There's
right?
too
it
many
used to be offended.
Buzzwords.
Well, yeah. But it used to be offended. Now it's, "You're making me feel unsafe. Your
I feel
words,
unsafe.
Words are violence. Words are violence. Motherfucker, no! I'll show you violence."
Because here's the deal: anything that anybody says on the internet, it's not going to come through the phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to do anything to you,
right?
I mean, yeah, somebody's being a dick, but just chalk it up. You know what I do when somebody does that to me or I hear about it? So I just think to myself, "That person's an asshole," and then I go on about my day.
I just think about in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. How they literally use their millions that they get from their movie royalties
to
print out a list of every internet user that talks shit about them.
Are you
and
movie
showed up
poop
at their
shoot
house
327
and punched?
Did you write Jay and Silent Bob are a bunch of
that? Like, I want to do like, you know how MTV did that show Catfish?
Yes,
and they would go and confront people that catfished people on the internet, right? I want to do internet shit talking enforcement. Show where, like, you can call the show, the reality producers and cameras will show up, and then, like, we'll show up, like, the three of us. And we're like, "Okay, what happened?"
Day,
and so they show us what happened on social media, and then we get to decide if they have a legitimate reason to like, a legitimate beef with the person that talks shit on the internet.
Right.
And then, if they do, we will then fly over to where that person is and punch them in the face.
Are we allowed to do that? On their behalf?
Probably not. Yeah, maybe.
I think there's some legal repercussions that might happen with that.
"Do you want to be on TV?" "Yes. Sign this waiver." "Okay, so nothing we do we can be sued for." "Yes." Bam!
It was a stunt that went wrong.
That's right.
Man, I was supposed to pull the punch and you were supposed to shift to the left a little bit.
You know what's funny is it goes wrong every week.
It's amazing.
I just want that show because that's talk shit get hit from a distance.
Yes. You know, I was trying to pull up the picture and she went through and deleted a bunch of stuff off her social media.
I bet.
To back up what she said.
But here's the thing. If that's the case, if she deletes all the pictures of her all sexy like, and she's like, "You don't get to see my sexy pictures
that's
until
fine.
You behave."
Okay.
I support that.
That's cool.
You know what? That is 100% following through with what you said.
Yeah.
And I respect
that.
And
you know what? Good on you. There you go. And that appears to be what is the case.
That's not creepy or anything. Thomas, I'm tattooing with my head into his arm, and Thomas reached over and moved the mic forward so you can hear me better. And it's like right, like, right in front of me all of a sudden. I'm like, ah. So, a spooky ghost?
So yeah. No, I go on the Twatterverse every once in a while. Just I enjoy just watching the people talk shit to each other.
It's like having front row seats to a dumpster fire.
Yeah. Right. I have I don't follow anybody. I'm private on there and nobody follows me, and I just it's a voyeurism thing for me.
Yeah,
just,
exactly.
You're a fly on the wall.
Fly on the wall. I don't engage. I just look and go, nah, you're an idiot.
Right. Well, we know. The list of, like, if I had to come up with a list of people that are idiots, I would have a better time coming up with a list of people I don't think are idiots. Because
yes.
The first line on that list would be 95% of the world, and then I would start naming people. Like I said, I'm done apologizing, and then I saw that, and I thought that was interesting because it made me think, dude, guys, in that case, like, that's not cancel culture. That's her saying, stop being pigs.
Right.
Yeah,
which we, like, support.
Like, which, back the fuck up, stop being pigs.
Yeah, yeah. That was her personal decision. She just said, I'm going to take all these pictures off, and you don't get to look at them until you learn how to behave. And I'm like, oh.
I support that. Girl. 100%.
That's the way to do it.
That's like, what's her name? Deactivated her Twitter.
Chrissy Teigen?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I give it 2 more days. She'll be back up. She's a narcissist. She needs the attention. Yeah. There's no way she's going to stay off that.
She's the Asian girl on Lip Sync Battle.
She's married to the singer DJ guy.
She's married to
John Legend.
John Legend. Yeah. In other words, nobody cares.
Right.
Yeah. Like, she's 2 steps above Tila Tequila.
This is true.
And if you don't know who Tila Tequila is, Metallica guy,
don't bother.
Don't
bother.
Don't
even bother looking up Chrissy Teigen. Her face is so, she can't put any more fillers in there. It's stretched to the max.
She gets stung by a bee.
Yeah, it's really bad. Yeah. It's not attractive.
No.
But if it makes you happy, then what the fuck ever.
Well, yeah, that's my new motto, right? We discussed this.
Yeah.
Don't bother being upset over people that are happy. It's a waste of time.
Yeah.
If you see somebody that's happy, just walk on by.
Don't bother being upset over other people in general. How's that?
Here's that. But then you're an asshole and you're not feeling and you're not empathetic. I don't feel like that for most other people. Yeah. And everybody wants me to feel bad for other people. I'm like, I just don't.
I'm one of the very few people in the greater Los Angeles area that when walking down the street, I will make eye contact with the person heading the opposite direction, smile, and actually say hello.
Right.
Because I feel like I'm trying to make a little bit of a difference. Because nobody does that in this fucking city.
First time that happened to me in Austin, I was like, "What the fuck you say?"
Yeah,
right.
But, good morning. Oh, and a peace sign. Good morning. I hope you have a lovely day. Better than the reaction that I just had.
Right. Sorry, my Los Angeles was showing.
Yeah.
But yeah, how about you just don't, unless it affects your world, unless it gets inside your bubble.
Yeah.
Fucking let it go.
Well, that was what that's we established as a rule, which is you're not. Well, that's true.
That's a problem.
We established that. We opened up the book. We made that rule. You're not. If it doesn't happen in front of you.
That's right.
Or to you.
That's right.
You have to shut the fuck up.
Don't put anything in the book because the book's back home. So.
No, we're just discussing the. What's a? What are? Oh, so we're gonna have people suggest what I should put on my moving truck.
Yes, and then I put a little ask us anything, up. Before we even started recording this, to see if anybody wanted to engage. I think a lot of people are still sleeping. I don't know.
is early for Los Angeles.
Our crowd just got off graveyard shift.
That's true. We got a response. Not a question, but just wanted to tell you guys how badass you are. Keep it up. Our egos don't need shit like that. Please do not send shit like that.
maybe if Roach was here.
I'm like, yeah. Mom, stop writing stuff in.
No, we appreciate it.
Yeah,
cool.
No, we appreciate it.
One guy was teasing me about being a transplant when I get to Idaho. Cool. And I'll tell you what, the first freaking thing that I'm going to do is get my new license and get my new plates.
And you
what was he giving you shit for?
Being a transplant.
And you told them that you do not give a fuck and you're not apologizing for wearing women's heels? Is that what you're saying? Oh, trans fan. Nice.
I see what you did there. No, so I told them I don't identify as Californian, so I'm...
I don't think that's...
I'm like,
I don't think those words will fly up there either.
I'm pulling a line. Don't do that.
Oh yeah, it's kind of dangerous.
Yeah, you can't make Marco laugh too hard.
Well, you're doing the stencil still?
No.
I don't mean still as in speed up. I was just asking if you're still
No. Well, it's different. I have to block. It's a cover up. So I got to do all the block.
First. What are we covering up?
Fucking
the girl in the martini glass.
Ah, man's ruined. And
yeah.
If I could fucking go back in time and change anything in you fucking bozos' life, I'd be like, hey, later on in life, I'm the asshole who's going to have to fix you guys' fucking last minute decisions.
You did a huge cover up on
yes,
me.
Yes. To the point where I was like, oh my God, it worked.
Yeah, that was a huge cover up. But I just told him, I said, no, I don't identify as Californian. And he was so like, he's so cool. He's just like, no, man, welcome to the best state in the union. Come on in. And then I told you when I was up there, the lady was like, oh my gosh, we love it when you California people move here. You know, it drives our home prices up.
Yeah, I bet.
And we just don't want you to bring any of your California stuff with you. And then you can come.
Don't vote for the shit right. You're running away from.
And then you can come here. And then when you get here, all we have to do is teach you how to drive.
Which
at first I was like, earlier. What? And then I was like, you're right, because here's why I say that. Number one, Californians don't drive in weather, right? So the two things they wait way too long to replace are tires and windshield wipers. And then when the unexpected rainstorm happens, A, Californians don't know what to do when things fall out of the sky, and B, they go, holy shit, I need to get windshield wipers and tires, and the next thing you know, they're in an accident. So... In weather, 100%, I will take all the help I can get. Now, granted, I've been through EVOC school and done a skid pan, so I'm pretty prepared for that kind of weather. However, and I've driven in it before, I will take the Pepsi challenge in traffic.
Yeah, or just, not even like traffic. And when we say traffic, we're not talking about standstill traffic. We're talking about
like heavy traffic.
Heavy traffic on a freeway.
70, 80
Everybody's
miles an
going
hour.
70, 80 miles an hour.
Yeah.
You're drafting off each other.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just zipping around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a fine art. People don't know this, but a friend of mine's dad taught us when we were learning how to drive. There is a fine art to driving these giant monster freeways like the 101 and the 405 and not getting a speeding ticket.
You're talking about yes. Mutt's dad, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. He taught us the greatest trick.
Stuck with me through the years.
It's basically, you know, when you're on the freeway, you'll notice cars drive in packs, right?
Right.
So you've got 20 or so cars driving in a clump, and then there's a gap in the freeway, and then there's 20 or 30 cars driving in a clump, and there's a gap in the freeway, right?
Because cars are, by their very nature, pack animals.
They are pack animals. Yeah. I mean, you know, you've seen it. You ever see a herd of Mustangs?
Yeah.
Where's
Don't
the
even
bell?
Get me started on all the Rams.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. So he said, so you start at the back of a pack of cars, and you slowly make your way up to the front of the pack of the cars while looking for a highway patrolman in the pack of cars.
Right.
And then once you reach the front of that pack of cars, you speed your ass off in that empty gap to the next pack of cars, and then you sneak your way into the back of the pack, and then you wind your way through the pack of cars looking for a highway patrolman. When you get to the front, speeds your ass to the next pack of cars.
And that works great unless the highway patrolman is camped out on an overpass or on the side of the road being sneaky.
Very, very sneaky.
I like to stay in the, like, everybody will gravitate towards the number one and two lane because those are the fast lanes.
Right.
And totally ignore the very, what you would think would be
the three
first
and four.
Lane, the three and the four, or in our case, the five sometimes.
And for people who don't know, yes, that's how you number traffic. The furthest lane to the left is always number one, and then you count up going from left to right.
Right. Kind of like you would write out numbers.
Correct.
On a paper. Yeah. But I'll stay over to the right to three and four or four and five because nobody's usually there. And I just haul ass down there. But anyhow. So
we got that feedback. That was nice. Yeah. I feel very welcome already.
We've been getting some messages from people saying how they listen to our shenanigans, this particular podcast. They listen to
both of them. Right, because War Stories in the Locker Room, related, but very different.
Very different. Very, very different. And a lot of the guys that I know came over here because of War Stories, a lot of the first responder guys will send messages in saying, you know, hey, I listened to you guys on shift. And
right.
I'm like, that's awesome. I hope you're still paying attention, but thank you.
Oh, dude, you know, I'll tell you, working graveyard shift. It was some of our listeners found me when I got interviewed by Dennis Miller, and I got interviewed by Dennis Miller because I had called into his show just to thank him for, you know, all the nights of getting me through Graveyard Shift, because he had this, he had this syndicated radio show. And Dennis Miller, for those of you who don't realize, he's a conservative libertarian. He's pretty, like, pretty conservative. And he had a radio show. I listened to it from like 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. in my police car on Graveyard Shifts every night. And it was really nice. It kind of got me through a lot of like boring nights or, you know, shit like that. So that was kind of part of my inspiration for I want to do a podcast, is be able to talk like that. And then other podcasts kind of got me into it. And so I called him on his show and told him that. And he's like, what's this guy's podcast? We got to have him on. Da, da, da. So that's how I ended up just being interviewed about war stories.
Right.
But that kind of like idea, like what happened. Did I tell you guys about what happened in Sioux Falls?
No.
Okay. So
this is our first Idaho story?
So Sioux Falls is in South Dakota.
Dakota, that's right.
And I talked about
what's
this.
What's the falls in Idaho?
Idaho Falls.
Idaho Falls.
Yeah. So.
Damn, I should have guessed that one.
What's the name of George Washington's white horse? So what happened, and we told this on War Stories. We actually talked about it because it was with them. So two of my old partners were coming on War Stories. One of them now lives in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And his wife was in the ER because she's a RT, she's a respiratory therapist. She's in the ER and she sees a couple of cops babysitting a tweaker they tased. And so there's some tension with the ER staff and the cops or whatever, something.
Right.
And so she walked over there because her husband's a retired cop and she wanted to talk to the coppers and, you know, kind of speak their language. And then so she broke the ice by asking if they listened to any police podcasts. And they're like, yeah, a couple. And she goes, yeah, my husband is retired and he's going to be on one with a friend of his friend of ours has a podcast. And they go, oh, what's it called? And she's like, it's called War Stories. They go, wait. And they bring up their phone and they show her my logo and they go, this one? And she's like, yeah, that's it. And he goes, who's your husband? Who's your friend? And she's like, well, his name's Thomas. And oh, Tom, that's your friend? And so I was like, what the fuck? People actually listen to this shit?
Right? That's pretty funny.
It was funny.
Friend that picked me up from the airport was just asking the... we were talking about the podcast because he was listening to the podcast.
When he picked you up?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
No, yeah, come on.
Was. No, yeah, he was.
So wait.
Well, the very, very end of the podcast. Like he was listening.
But
to the
he
very,
knew
very...
he was picking you up. It wasn't like he was out doing shit and you said, hey, I'm stuck at the airport. Can you come get me?
No, yes and no. Okay, I mean,
was yeah, it no, planned? He knew.
Right. What?
Well, it wasn't planned too far in advance.
I'm just saying, it wasn't like you called him.
That's awesome.
It wasn't right there and then. It wasn't like, hey, I see that you're 5 minutes away. Can you just scoop me up on the way in? We talked. He was at work. He got off work. And he met me at the flyaway. Then he scooped me up at the flyaway. And then,
he couldn't wait to see you, so he had to listen to you the whole time he was going to pick you up.
That's sometimes cool. I'm not hating on it at all. No,
When you got love for the beaner, you got love for the beaner.
Yeah. Wait. Is it kind of like wearing a Metallica t-shirt to a Metallica concert?
I think.
Like the auditory equivalent?
That's funny. It's like, oh, can you imagine picking up, like, if you're a driver or something, you know, like you're one of the fancy pants freaking suburban drivers or whatever, you know, like the black car.
Yeah.
And you go to pick up, like, fucking, you're picking up, you know, James Hetfield.
Right.
Would you have Metallica on?
No. And as a matter of fact, if it came on, if you're listening to, for some reason, you listen to like the radio. Okay, let's say, for example, you listen to like
the radio,
Sirius XM. You
know, and it just popped up.
And it popped up. I may like look at him like, and they go like do the little hand gesture, and then they go and you know, change the channel.
But if you're James Hetfield's friend and you're picking him up from the airport, you might put the worst Metallica song in the world on the radio and be like, "What's up, motherfucker?"
Oh, what is on, like, the... Wait, hold on. No, we got to break that down a little bit. Okay. Is there such thing as the worst Metallica song in
there's
the world?
There's a whole album.
Yeah.
It's called Saint Anger.
I'm not familiar with that one.
Well, I was...
Where they replaced the snare drum with a trash can.
I was like, look, I'm Lars. I'm going to still play in 4-4, but I'm going to make my drum sound different.
And also, you should hear the guy who... re-edited Master of Puppets with the Saint Anger snare drum on it.
No.
It's awful and amazing. It just shows you how ridiculous it is.
Oh.
So.
Wow. Okay.
So it's fun. Keep sending us the messages. We do read them. We do talk about them. We do respond to them. People are tagging us in memes. And it, what also it does is it helps to like raise awareness on social media. When you guys tag us and stuff and you guys share stuff we share and you know, it eventually, someday, maybe we'll even get a blue check mark and people, you know.
We'll never get a fucking blue check mark. There's never.
They should give us like a red check mark.
Is that the trusted one?
The red
blue,
X.
Isn't the blue check?
The blue check mark is like, verified.
We're not verified for shit, except for being assholes.
But isn't that stupid?
Verified
though,
assholes.
It's a verified account. It's like, everybody's real. Everybody, like.
It's the Sneetches with the stars on their bellies.
Exactly.
Exactly. There's the blue checks, because, and then there's us fucking peons.
No, I'll go through and see some blue check people, and I'm like, who? I haven't heard of you. I think I should have heard of you if you have a blue check mark.
Well, what was that dude that made that asinine comment? We talked about it, and he was a blue check, and we're like, who the fuck is this guy?
You have to be more specific because we talk about a lot of asinine comments That's made true. By blue check
people. Yeah, it was something. I think it was about Bill Burr's wife.
Oh,
and he was calling her
idiot.
The slave.
Yeah,
yeah, and I'm like.
He's a sex worker.
He's a blue check?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is that guy? What's that? Who the fuck is that guy?
Who the fuck is that guy?
Oh.
So, I don't know where I was going with something. I just had something in my head, and then we started talking about Metallica.
Great.
Damn it.
I'm going to have to listen back to this whole thing to cut out so much shit.
I've been taking notes on some of the shit as far as the timestamp. But we really haven't really discussed anything.
Any drunk stories?
No.
Oh, you know what? I could read a drunk story. So here's also, I broke my own rule because I was going through and looking and organizing the email.
And you accidentally read
one? I accidentally read one. But it's a good goddamn thing I did because at the very end, this person goes, hey, if you use the above story, don't use my name and change this and change that. Because,
oh.
And I'm like, dude, okay, so guys, Linda, listen. If that's the situation.
Yeah, tell us that in advance. Put that at the beginning.
At the very beginning. Because
in the subject.
Not even the subject, just make that the first line because then I'll read that
right
live, you know, as live as we're recording. And be able to
yeah, because we don't want to have to go and re-record your drunk story.
Oh, I guess we're not reading it live, so
we could, but I don't want to have to go back and
especially if it's something like a name.
Yeah,
you know, then
that's a lot of editing for me.
Because typically, I'll just say the person's first name. I'm not going to even say this person's name.
Listen. We here at the Local Room Podcast like to do what we like to call the bare minimum
of work
in order to bring you these low budget, low podcasts for you to enjoy. So if you could do us that teenies a favor that would be awesome and great.
Yeah. And this was one of the ones that was sent a while ago. And it's a lengthy one, which makes sense because there's two stories. But I was going through, and as I'm scrolling down, the last paragraph just kind of caught my eye. And it said, disclaimer, if you use the last story, don't include my name. Some of the folks may be listeners or their Marine Corps family members that have suspicions of what happened that night with their family member in my room may catch on.
Okay, well,
they
so
have wondered for years.
We need the story immediately.
Yes. So I read that. And I was like,
oh, that's juicy.
I was like, ooh, you had my curiosity, but now you have my attention.
Yeah, that's right.
You whore, apparently.
Okay. Here we go. So, from Parts Unknown by People Undisclosed. Marine Corps birthday ball as a civilian. After the ball, my date and several other couples go out on the town in our dress blues and the ladies in their gowns. While out and about, my date runs into a mutual friend of ours that's a lesbian. I didn't know they had previously been together. We all hang out, then return to my hotel
room. The lesbian had previously been with
it sounds like the lesbian had been with his date.
His date. Got it.
That's what it right?
Right. That's okay. That's I'm tracking. That's kind of what I thought it was.
This is exciting already.
So
you had me at lesbian.
Yes. Let's be honest.
You had me at previous experience. That's what you had me.
So we all hang out, then return to my hotel room that had a hot tub. Can you put in some music? I feel like I should. So we all hang out.
I need an adult.
Dear penthouse.
I never dreamed this would happen to me.
Right? And we're in the valley. Also, side note, this is where all porn comes from, everybody. We are in the porn capital of the world.
Oh, this is local.
Yeah. Okay, so we all hang out and then return to my hotel room that had a hot tub. In tow was another male Marine and female Marine. Both had attended the ball, but not together.
All right.
The three ladies are thoroughly enjoying themselves in the hot tub, while my buddy and I help as best we can. Well, my buddy kept saying he shouldn't be there because he is in a committed relationship. The ladies eventually kick him out because, well, he's killing the vibe. The night ended with me, one bisexual lady, one straight lady, and one lesbian, all enjoying each other's company.
Jesus Christ! Who wasn't enjoying company?
Wow. Wow. Holy that is definitely shit. That is the dear penthouse
wow
thing of the year right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And okay, no wonder there was no names, no locations, just
right.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So, and holy yeah, I mean, this gentleman gave his name at the very beginning because there's another story, which we're going to have
to read. No, we're going to have to read another time.
Another time.
Because if you associate those two stories, you'll know who we're talking about.
Correct. Oh, yeah, definitely. That's enough stories back to back to be able to yeah. to put it together.
Yeah. So, apparently, man. there have been suspicions of what happened that night. And they've been wondering for years.
But, yeah.
So, if you are listening to this, we knew who it was and we're not going to fucking tell you.
Yeah. I got asked, was it weird? Wait.
Send $100 to Locker Room Podcast. and our lips are sealed.
That's right. A month.
A month. Sweet mother blackmail.
You can't say that anymore.
Holding someone to something?
You know, it's kind of funny because...
Is blackmail offensive?
Yeah, apparently now. Because it's something negative associated with the color black. So you can't negative black cannot be negative anymore okay. ever.
So I received a black envelope. Uh-huh. That was a wedding invitation.
Okay,
would that be considered blackmail?
That is literally blackmail.
Should we not be okay? So to our listeners, please, everyone, listen. Do not send. I don't care how goth you are. Do not send black envelopes to anybody for any reason.
Right.
So they can only use the white ones.
Yeah, we're getting you back. Well, we can't use the brown ones. I'm putting a stamp on that.
Purple. Is anybody offended by purple? Everything's a purple envelope.
Yeah, Eric just came in from my work, and he said, or that you definitely cannot use the yellow ones with what's happening right now. So, like, God. I don't know how the fuck.
Don't, at least everybody stop posting yellow squares after that.
Yeah, I tried to get.
I still can't believe that shit.
I tried to get a Manila envelope, and the Philippines got offended.
Jesus. We're going to hell.
Oh, my God.
What do we call the day after Christmas now?
Oh, after Thanksgiving.
Day after Thanksgiving. Yeah, you can't call it Black Friday.
We call it Special Friday?
Well, it doesn't even start. It starts Thursday.
It starts like 2 weeks before. If you remember last year, it was like, hey, this one day is coming, so here's a bunch of sales.
Yeah. You know what I hope that stays is after the Rona, you know, because there were not a lot of Black Friday things happening. Just stay home with your family.
You know what? My wife and I were talking about this, and we hope that that stays. So it's one of the things that we hope that from Corona, the stays is make it easier to get those deals. So you don't have to be in those stupid, crazy crowds.
Because
it's been proven. It worked.
And it defeats the whole purpose of spending a day being grateful and showing gratitude only to go out and literally fight over a fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
This turkey's delicious. Give me that fucking TV. Yeah. I'm going to stab you in the side of the neck with this bone.
Thank you for all my blessings, Lord. You've been wonderful and bountiful to us. Now excuse me while I go trample my neighbor to get a TV.
Yes. Yes.
Please forgive me for what I'm about to do.
Sweet baby Jesus. Sweet innocent. 6 pounds.
Oh, R.I.P.
5 ounce baby Jesus.
What? That little boy died. He killed himself.
Which one? Baby
little,
Jesus?
No,
Jesus?
The little kid from Talladega Nights. The little kid that was like cursing his ass off.
Which wait, one of the two? Whoa.
Yeah, whoa. Okay.
What?
So in the two kids,
yeah,
the two
yeah.
potty mouth kids
Walker
in Talladega Nights.
Walker Texas Ranger.
Yeah, like, which Walker one? Killed himself.
Walker. The, so the older one.
The younger?
Yeah, the older one. Walker.
No, the older killed, one was Walker?
Blue, yeah, killed wait, himself wait, with wait, a wait. Shotgun.
So who? How? Oh, my God. So who's going to throw fucking Uncle Chip's medals?
I mean, it falls to Texas Ranger now.
I guess it does. Wow. Send your hate mail to LockerRoomPodcast. That's attention, how? Marco.
Hey, guess what? I how already was... called it. We're done apologizing. So
yeah, how old was he?
Right. 29.
Oh, that's, wow. I man, feel that's old too now. Young.
Yeah, 29. We got it. So for those of you who don't know, Scott, who we had on as our, what do we call him? Our Q correspondent.
He's our Q correspondent. He's gonna morph into a flat earther.
Yeah.
At the rate he's going, right. I think.
So he used to be a child actor. And,
right.
So he posted about it because he has a soft spot when he sees like other child actors. And that's part of how he got involved in knowing what was going on with Q, is because he's heavily involved in, and through friends, like making sure kids don't get molested, assaulted, abused
in
Hollywood. And then that leads to the whole, you know, our children being given to Epstein, which leads to the whole our children being trafficked, which leads to Q. So
that's
kind of how he ended up learning so much about it. But
damn,
I hope people had fun listening to this insane feedback episode where we just kind of summed up what's been happening. And you hear me getting a tattoo.
Yeah.
Did this part doesn't feel good. This part does not feel good.
It feels fine to me.
Although
it's not hurting me any.
Although we should say that there have been a couple of times where I'm like making the other tattoo artist uncomfortable because I'm going, ow, 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 ow. And Mark was going, oh, yeah, take it. Just take that off. And
you
everybody's
like,
looking over
like,
at us
you
like
you
we've
like
known
that?
Each other a long time.
You like
time.
All that?
So.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, keep sending in your drunk stories. We'll try to make it a habit of at least reading two.
Yeah.
You know, per episode. You can send that into lockerroommailbag@gmail.com, or you can slide into the DMs on the socials, on Instagram and on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody has that fucking phone number memorized.
I bet you I do.
But I don't think you have it memorized.
You don't think I have it memorized?
No,
watch me.
That's why you're pulling your phone out right now.
You're
fucking calling.
You're ruining the magic.
Nope.
I'm telling you right now, it's 626.
Last time you said that I didn't have segment skills.
6925122.
And one more time, because I was talking over you.
626-692-5122.
The memory is also known as the Samsung.
That's right.
All right, well, shit. I think
Matt can't ever tell me about memory because that motherfucker can't remember shit.
Who?
You forget everything.
I got a mind like a steel trap
that's been
with
locked
a
for the last
hole
15
in
years.
The bottom of
nothing
it.
Nothing gets in, nothing gets out.
On that note,
we'll see you in the locker room.
Dreams I'm gonna snooze, and I'm dying.